Are gaming tables worth it? Board game tables compared, 2026. Kenji here. One clean decision at a time, and the whole table becomes easier. A gaming table is worth it if you play more than a few times a month, have the floor space, and value a recessed playing surface that protects components and lets you leave a campaign set up between sessions. Before there were gaming tables, there were gaming tables. The card players of the 18th century had folding mahogany tops lined in bays. The wargamers of the 19th spread sand and lead across the dining board and prayed nobody called them to supper. The recessed vault table we argue about today is not a new idea. It is an old problem, solved with elegance 400 years ago, and we have simply learned to build it well. I want to be plain about what you are actually weighing, because the marketing rarely is. There are three honest answers to should I buy a gaming table, and they are different objects entirely. There is the dedicated wood table, a real piece of furniture with a sunken arena built by a handful of American and European shops. There is the digital table, a large touchscreen in a frame which plays its own library and is closer to a console than to cabinetry. And there is the topper, a removable tray that turns a table you already own into a gaming surface for the price of a nice dinner out. Confuse these three and you will overspend or underbuy. Name them correctly and the decision becomes clear. What follows is the reckoning. Real makers, prices verified at their own pages in 2026, the math of cost per session, and the quiet things owners say a month and a year in. I will not sell you the wood. The wood, if it is right for you, speaks for itself. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What exactly is a gaming table, and what are you really paying for? A gaming table is a table with a recessed playing surface, a lowered vault or cellar set a few inches below the rim, so that maps, cards, and tokens sit in a protected well rather than skating across an open top. Around that well sit the things you are paying for. Padded armrest rails, cup holders set off the play area, often a felt or neoprene mat in the bottom, and on the better tables, a set of removable solid wood leaves that cover the vault and turn the whole thing back into an ordinary dining table. That last feature is the heart of the matter. The defining trick of a good gaming table is dual identity. Slide the leaves off, and you have a 4.5-inch deep arena. The depth wormwood quotes on its modular line that holds a sprawling game of Asterisk Gloomhaven or a D&D battle map. Slide them back on, and you have a dinner table that draws no comment from anyone who isn't looking for the seam. You are paying for a piece of furniture that does two jobs and hides one of them on command. Understand the three categories before the prices, because they are not competitors so much as different answers. Dedicated wood tables, wormwood, all play, Rotskellers, legacy, formerly Carolina, bandpus, are real cabinetry with a sunken arena. Toppers are the vault without the table, a removable tray with cup holders and rails that drops onto a surface you already own. Digital tables, the arcade one-up infinity game table is the one most people mean, are a touchscreen in a frame that runs licensed software. There is no wood vault and no physical components at all. The question is never simply, is a gaming table worth it? It is, which of these three is worth it to me? The three categories, named plainly most buyer regret, comes from buying one while wanting another. Are gaming tables actually worth the money? Here is the math I give anyone who asks, because sentiment is a poor guide to a four-figure purchase and arithmetic is a good one. If you host or attend a game night even twice a month, you have crossed roughly 120 sessions in that span, and the table has cost you well under $1 per session by the end. At that rate, the recessed surface, the cup holders that keep a soda off your cards, and the dining mode leaves are not an indulgence. They are cheaper than the snacks. Now, take the heirloom case honestly too. No cost per session math redeems that as an asterisk gaming asterisk expense alone, but Wormwood never asks it to. The argument there, and it is a fair one, is furniture grade. you are commissioning a handmade, made-in-USA hardwood table that would cost comparable money from any bespoke furniture shop asterisk, without asterisk, a gaming feature in sight. Whether that is worth it is a furniture question, not a hobby one. So the test is two-part. The premium tier is justified only if you would have wanted the furniture anyway. The cost per session test divide the table's price by sessions per month times 12 times years you'll own it. Above that, stop justifying it as gaming spend and ask the furniture question instead. Would I want this table, at this price, this wood, this build, even if it had no vault? If yes, buy the wood. If no, buy the topper. Nobody is talked out of regret by play frequency at the prophecy tier. The math doesn't close and it isn't supposed to. A 4-to-5-figure handmade hardwood table is a furniture decision wearing a hobby costume. Judge it as cabinetry. Against a bespoke dining table from any custom wood shop, not against a folding banquet table from a big box store. By that honest yardstick, the high end is defensible. By the gaming yardstick alone, it never will be, and pretending otherwise is how people end up bitter about beautiful wood. Dedicated wood versus digital versus topper, which one is right for you? These three are not points on a price ladder. They are three different objects, and the right choice falls out of how you actually live and play. Dedicated wood is for the player who wants the full instrument and the furniture both. You get the deep recessed arena, the rail system, the dining leaves, and a real piece of cabinetry that lives in your home as a table first. The cost is money and floor space. These are large, permanent objects, and on the custom tiers, patience, because they are built to order. This is the right answer when board games are a settled part of your life and you have the room to give them a dedicated surface. A topper is for the player who has the table and the doubt. It is the recessed vault, cup holders, rails, a felt well, often its own removable lid without legs of its own, dropped onto a dining table you already own. You keep your dining room as it is, you gain a real gaming surface in seconds, and you have risked the price of a nice dinner rather than the price of a used car. This is the honest first purchase for almost everyone uncertain whether they want the wood, and the correct asterisk final asterisk purchase for renters, small spaces and households that cannot surrender a room to the hobby. Digital is the odd one out, and you should know it before you fall for the photos. There is no wood vault, no physical components, no dining mode. It is, in truth, a large tablet shaped like a coffee table. For families who want digital board games with built-in scorekeeping and no setup or cleanup, it is genuinely pleasant. For the hobbyist who wants to play their own collection of physical games on a beautiful surface, it is simply the wrong product. A different hobby that happens to share a silhouette. The teaching is short. Match the object to the need. The wood for the committed and the space rich, the topper for the uncertain and the space poor, the screen for the family that wants software, not lumber. Buy the topper first if you're unsure, you'll learn whether you actually leave games set up, whether the cup holders matter to you, and whether the family tolerates a permanent gaming footprint. All for a fraction of a dedicated table and with no room sacrificed. The digital table is software, not cabinetry. The arcade one-up Infinity Game table plays its own licensed library on a touchscreen. It does not hold or display your physical games, and there is no dining mode lid. Arcade one-up has stated there is no mandatory subscription. The base library comes with the table and further titles are optional purchases. Buy it for digital family game night, not as a surface for your collection. How much do gaming tables cost in 2026, tier by tier? The honest spread runs from under $500 to nearly $40,000. Knowing the tiers keeps you from overpaying for the bottom or underbudgeting for the top. No new furniture, no new footprint, the lowest real cost of entry into a recessed surface. This is where cost per session math becomes trivially favorable for anyone who plays regularly. Furniture as commission, not as catalog purchase. A different product, listed here only because buyers cross-shop it by price. Notice the shape of this ladder. The jump from entry wood to mid is a doubling or tripling for real gains in size, wood, and configuration. The jump from mid to heirloom is a different kind of leap entirely. You leave the realm of better gaming table and enter the realm of bespoke furniture. Spend deliberately at each threshold, knowing which kind of value you are buying. Budget for the topper and accessories, not just the table cup holder inserts. Rail extensions and game storage drawers add up too. Price the configuration you'll actually order, not the headline starting number. What do real owners say after a month and a year? Sentiment from the people who already spent the money is the most useful data there is, so I have gone looking for the honest accounts rather than the marketing testimonials. The note running through all of them is the same. The regret, where it exists, is almost never about the wood. His verdict was unambiguous. If you can afford it and Wormwood has them available, you should absolutely buy this table. His complaints, every one of them, were about logistics, not the object. A 2-year wait from a Kickstarter campaign, a cancelled Inset TV feature, a stain color inconsistency. The table itself, a year on, he would buy again without hesitation. A family, a month, into their Rothskeller's garrison, echoed it from the other end of the price range. They were, in their words, so happy to finally have our Rothskellers in our home, and expected it to stay in our family for years and years. What they valued was specific and earned. The game seller genuinely improved play, the aluminum rail system sets Rothskellers apart, and the ability to set a game in the cellar and slide the leaves back on turned an unfinished session from a problem into a non-event. Their one real caution was about overbuying accessories. About 60% of the drawers are empty, an expensive add-on that didn't earn its keep. That is the pattern worth carrying into your own decision. Owners do not regret the recessed surface, the dining conversion, or the wood. They regret the asterisk logistics of custom and crowdfunded furniture, the weights, the cancelled features, the upsell drawers, and they regret accessories they bought on enthusiasm rather than need. The core object earns its place. The peripheral spending is where the buyer's remorse hides. Hot take: skip the storage drawers across owner accounts. The single most common money-wasted complaint is the add-on storage. One Rothskeller's owner reports 60 of their drawers sit empty, an expensive option that looked sensible in the configurator and proved useless in the room. Buy the table and the topper. Add drawers later, only if you find yourself genuinely wishing you had them. You almost certainly won't. Prefer ready-to-ship over crowdfunding for furniture. The recurring owner grievance is the Kickstarter / GameFound timeline, multi-year waits and features cancelled after pre-order. Wormwood, Allplay, and Legacy all sell ready-to-ship configurations that arrive in roughly 2 weeks. Unless you specifically want a bespoke build, buy from stock. You trade a little configuration freedom for a far better ownership experience and none of the crowdfunding risk. Do you have the room, and will a gaming table actually fit your life? The question that sinks more purchases than price is footprint, and it deserves the same sober treatment as the wood. A dedicated gaming table is a large, permanent object. A 6-seat table runs around 6 feet long. An 8-seat or battleground configuration stretches to 8 feet and wider. You are not finding a corner for this. You are giving it a room or giving it your dining room and asking it to do double duty every single day. This is precisely where the dining mode leaves move from nice feature to whole justification. If the table cannot honestly serve as your everyday dinner surface, if the conversion is fiddly, the leaves heavy, the dining height wrong, then a dedicated gaming table demands a dedicated room, and most homes do not have one to spare. The tables that earn their footprint are the ones that genuinely disappear into dining furniture between sessions. Solid wood leaves that seal the vault flush, standard 30-inch dining height, a seam a dinner guest won't notice. That is the difference between a table that replaces your dining table and a table that competes with it for space you don't have. This is also the strongest argument for the topper, and I will make it once more plainly. A topper claims no new floor space. It uses the table and the room you already have, converts in seconds, and lifts off to a closet when the meal needs the surface back. For an apartment, a shared home, a family that eats every dinner at the one table they own, the topper is not the compromise choice. It is frequently the asterisk correct asterisk choice, the one a larger budget should not talk you out of. Measure the room before you covet the wood. A beautiful table in a space too small for it is not a gain. It is a daily inconvenience you paid four figures to install. The right table is the one your home can actually hold, and sometimes the right table has no legs at all. Tape it out before you buy, before committing to a dedicated table, mark its full footprint on the floor with painter's tape, length, width, and 30 inches of chair clearance on every side. Live with the outline for a week. If walking around it annoys you on day three, a topper on your existing table is the smarter purchase, no matter what the budget allows. Final verdict. A gaming table is worth it when the object matches the need, and most buyers need a smaller object than the marketing implies. By that yardstick, it's defensible. By any other, it's regret with cup holders. The wood, when it's right for you, doesn't need a salesman. It needs a room, a reason, and a clear head about which of the three tables you actually want. Choose the object that fits your life, not the one that fills your eye, and the answer to, is it worth it, becomes obvious and yours. Still deciding? Take the Game Finder, answer seven quick questions, and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table, with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions. Are gaming tables worth the money? For regular players, yes. What's the difference between a gaming table and a table topper? A gaming table is a complete piece of furniture with a recessed vault, rails, cup holders, and usually dining leaves. It replaces a table. A topper is just the recessed tray with cup holders dropped onto a table you already own. It adds a gaming surface without new furniture or floor space. How much does a good gaming table cost in 2026? Only if you judge it as furniture, not as a gaming purchase. No play frequency math justifies it as hobby spend. If you'd commission a luxury hardwood dining table anyway, it's defensible if not. A mid-tier table delivers the same gaming experience for a fraction of the cost. Is the arcade, one-up, infinity game table a real gaming table? It does not have a wood vault and cannot display or hold your physical board games. It's excellent for digital family game night with built-in scoring, but it's the wrong product if you want a surface for the physical collection you already own. Do I have room for a gaming table? A six-seat table is about 6 feet long. Eight-seat, battleground sizes reach 8 feet and wider, plus chair clearance on all sides. Unless the table converts cleanly to your everyday dining surface via solid wood leaves, it needs a dedicated room most homes don't have. Tape out the full footprint and live with the outline for a week before buying. If space is tight, a topper on your existing table is usually the smarter choice. Should I buy from Kickstarter/GameFound or Ready to Ship? Prefer Ready to Ship for furniture. The most common owner complaint isn't the table, it's the crowdfunding timeline, with multi-year waits and features cancelled after pre-order. Wormwood, Allplay, and Legacy all sell stock configurations that arrive in about 2 weeks. Crowdfund only if you specifically want a bespoke build and can accept the weight and the risk. What accessories are actually worth buying? Buy the dining topper. It's what makes the table livable as everyday furniture and cup holders. Be cautious with add-on storage drawers. They're the single most common wasted money complaint among owners, one of whom reported 60 of their drawers sit empty. Buy the table and topper first. Add accessories later, only if you genuinely find yourself wanting them. Do gaming tables hold their resale value? Solid wood, made in USA tables from established makers, Wormwood, Allplay, Legacy, Rotskellers, hold value far better than mass-market convertible furniture or digital tables. Their heirloom-grade cabinetry with active second-hand demand, and owners routinely describe keeping them for years and years. Digital tables behave like electronics and depreciate as the hardware ages. If resale matters, buy quality solid wood, not a screen.